Welcome back. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Appreciate you tuning in each and every weekend. We're still on this healthy kick. Bob will get over this by February, I guarantee it. But we're in the middle of January, so we're still doing it. And while kidding aside, this is important stuff. And a lot of us have resolutions to get a little better in shape and trim a little weight. And you know what? We're going to do our part to kick in and help you with that. But we still have Shasta from Old World Olive Company in the studio with us. And this is a big part of what we do, is to stay healthy, is to eat better.
That's
and
right.
You do that with better ingredients, right,
That's
Bob?
That's right. And I think since we've gotten to know Shasta and Corey from Old World Olive Company, I don't know that there's an ingredient that I include more recipes than their products at all.
Right.
Because, well, first of all, the garlic EVO that they make is, it's my go-to. I mean, I literally use it for scrambled eggs.
Mm-hmm.
I used to use butter, but some people don't like butter. They like garlic. So I just freak
sure.
them out with some garlic. But I mean, I can use that or the Tuscan blend in any direction I'm going to take off. There's garlic in like every recipe you do anyway.
Well, everyone you and I do. Because
so why
we
would,
love
right.
that seasoning,
why wouldn't
right?
You?
Yeah, right.
Right.
Yeah.
So Jop in the, later on is going to talk about his grilled romaine salad. And the first time he told me about this, I remember making faces. We were at the other station. And I remember making faces like, grilled romaine, it sounds so stupid. Well, I've since had some, and I really love them. But aside from just salad, let's talk about balsamics and combination with a good EVO.
Yeah, balsamics are another product that people forget have a lot of health benefits. They don't do exactly the same thing that an extra virgin olive oil does, but it's an appetite suppressant. It regulates your blood sugar. It reduces the need for insulin in diabetics.
Really?
There are just
doesn't it have a sugar in it, though?
It does, but it's a naturally occurring sugar.
And does it not cut your cholesterol?
It can, in combination, obviously, with a healthy diet. So it does
okay.
help to facilitate that.
I love your balsamics. I drink them.
You know what? it is good, but it is an uncommon ingredient. Shasta, could you explain to us maybe some more popular uses of the balsamics?
Ways
because
to use it.
Because I have in my pantry at home, I have 8 bottles of oil and I have 20 bottles of balsamic.
Sure.
Because I never really know which one to grab and what to use. So maybe give us some tips on why I would use balsamic.
Sure. Well, first of all, you need to swing into the store and get some recipes because that'll help you use
there
those
you
20
go.
Bottles of balsamic that you have
right.
on your shelf.
Right.
But ways that you can use balsamic.
What is this recipe you're talking of?
This recipe? The recipes are for handout.
You read it and you do what they say?
Yeah, I know you don't cook that way. I've watched.
Foreign concept to Bob.
All right. Yeah. That's foreign. So you can use balsamic a lot of different ways. We have customers that come in and they use a balsamic vinegar inside of just a plain water. And they use that because it helps
huh?
with, yeah, put a little splash of a mango balsamic in your drinking water. You could even splash it inside of a carbonated seltzer type water. And it gives you the benefits of balsamic vinegar suppressing your appetite, all those extra benefits in just a regular glass of water.
Wow, cool.
So that's one concept.
So then you have flavored balsamic,
yes.
right? And I don't need the list, but what are some of the more popular flavors?
And I think they actually call them infused.
Some of right. them are infused balsamics, which is where the product is infused with the actual balsamic, the base of the balsamic. Probably our best-selling balsamic is just a traditional. It's the go-to when you go to an Italian restaurant mm-hmm. and they bring out a balsamic vinaigrette. That's the type of balsamic that I'm talking about. However, most of the times in restaurants, they are using a balsamic that has a higher or a lower acidic level, rather.
Because it's not 18 years.
Correct.
And the balsamic process basically is storing vinegar in a wood barrel for a year, switching it to another
yes,
barrel every year. Every
to a
year,
different
every...
wood species year
so
after 18 year.
18 years have blown through 18.
Yes, yes. And the majority okay. of the bases of the infused balsamics, like a cranberry pear, a cinnamon pear, a pomegranate, all those base dark flavors typically are aged in that process.
So they throw them in the barrel?
they throw that base of balsamic comes out, and then the essence of the flavor is added with the base balsamic.
Okay.
So they're infused after.
Oh, after.
Correct.
So you mentioned cinnamon pear. You mentioned pomegranate. Those are some of the more popular flavors.
Yeah, pomegranate is a nice substitute if you don't want it quite as sweet. If you like that 18-year base, but you don't want it quite as sweet. Us Americans like sugar.
So riddle me this. Why is it your grapefruit balsamic is white? It's not dark.
Grapefruits are white if you squeeze out.
I understand that, but it seems like balsamic vinegar always ends up getting really dark, but the grapefruit.
It's a different grape.
So you've got your red grapes
and you've got your white grapes. And so you're using an entirely different grape, but your process is the same.
But it all turns out to be a grapefruit.
Right.
I love
a grape addition.
I love the grapefruit balsamic.
It's one of my personal favorites.
It is. It's,
yeah.
So how do you guys use that? If it's your favorite, what do you use it on?
Oh, I put it in soup. It's fantastic in like a chicken and rice soup. You throw in, and I put a lot in.
It'll bring it up. Give it an up note.
Well, you know what? It takes a lot to actually affect a big pot of soup.
A big pot, yeah.
So like I'll dump like a cup in and it just tastes better.
Yeah.
I don't
know.
It makes my taste buds. My mouth's watering thinking about it.
That's because you're hungry.
So are there citrus flavors?
Yes. So we have citrus flavors in both olive oils and balsamic vinegars.
So grapefruit the vinegars, what citruses do you have?
We would have Sicilian lemon, which is delicious. It's one of my favorites,
right,
along with the grapefruit. We have a coconut. We have a pineapple.
This is crazy.
Orange, tangerine, which?
Tangerine, balsamic, a blood orange olive oil.
Okay, so speaking of that, that was my lead-in.
Oh, yes.
Okay, I've got this romaine salad.
Yep.
That I make.
It's delicious.
Okay. Well, everybody knows what romaine is. It's the long cube piece of lettuce, right?
Unrecall.
They're long and skinny, and it's basically got four sides on it. Okay. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to put blood orange olive oil on that, right? And get it just a dribble on either side.
Question before you do. Yeah. Are you cutting it down the middle in half or in quarters?
I'm going to do that when I serve it, not when I'm cooking it.
Really?
Yeah, because I want to brown the outside and not the place where I'm going to put the last ingredients, right?
Okay.
So I rub it with the olive oil, and I grill it 2 or 3 minutes on each side. And it's kind of like a cube. You roll it a quarter.
So you're going to roll it.
Right, yeah. And it'll get black on the outside. The outside leaf will get black. And then I'm going to pull it off the grill and cut it in half and lay it on the grilled side with the raw side up. And I'm going to put the tangerine balsamic on it and some blue cheese and some walnuts and shut the lid and let that blue cheese and the walnuts get kind of melded together on the top. And then when I take it off the grill and I put it on your plate, I'm going to drizzle it with a blue cheese dressing. So I've got both the orange flavors, the nutty, the salty of the blue cheese, and then a little bit of dressing just because you want something and you a little dressing with every bite of salad.
That's delicious.
It's fabulous, man.
So hungry.
It's fabulous.
Right.
All right. Well, coming up next, we've got a guy named Scott Moody from PK Grills who's going to tell us a little bit about some cool stuff he's got coming out on the market. Stick with us. We'll be back.